Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this is getting silly. We've got to do something. That's the marching order from Mayor Eric Adams today as he vowed to crack down on cars and cyclists who act like pedestrians don't even exist. Says there are too many pedestrian-related accidents on certain streets in New York, and today the mayor rolled out a plan to make the streets of New York much safer. 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOrio starting us off with more on the mayor's so-called Stop, Let Them Cross initiative.
Mayor Adams was at Caton and Coney Island Avenues to make a point. He said it was a symbol of traffic tragedies. 26 people have been injured at the intersection in the past 5 years, and there have been 5 fatalities on all of Coney Island Avenue. So to improve pedestrian safety, he says 1,000 intersections will be reimagined.
There will be traffic calming measures and recapturing space for pedestrians. We're going to improve traffic signals.
And the mayor said there will be better enforcement of the laws.
We're going to double down on enforcement at efforts of failure to yield violations where people are just failing to yield to pedestrians.
His message to drivers, learn the rules of the road or get off the road. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Wins in Brooklyn.
Yeah, officials say the biggest problem is with people who do what they used to call a California roll, where you don't stop at the intersection, you just slowly roll through it. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says stop means stop. It doesn't mean slow down and navigate your car in between folks walking through the crosswalk. They'll be watching, and there will be a price to pay if they catch you. Rapper Cardi B says she'll pay for the funerals of those who lost their lives in that deadly fire up in the Bronx last week. There were 17 victims, all dying of smoke inhalation after smoke and fire raced through their building. State of New York will grant $2 million to fund for the victims. Cardi B, who's from the Bronx, says she's extremely proud to be from the Bronx, says she has many friends and family members still there in the borough. Cardi says when she heard about the fire and all the victims, she knew she had to do something. She says, I hope not having to worry about the costs associated with burial will help as family members move forward and heal. Says, I send my prayers and condolences. According to her rep, by the way, the artist partnered up with the mayor's fund to advance New York to make sure the money got to the families of all of the victims. Well, in a surprise to no one, the Partnership for New York City says Omicron slowed down our return to the office. It says 75% of the bosses delayed their return due to the latest surge, mainly to take a look at the thing to figure out if it was safe to let everybody come back. Catherine Wild, who's the president of the partnership, called into the 1010 Wins newsline today with Bridget.
The fact is right now that the Omicron probably has delayed the return to office by about 3 months. We were expecting people back in January, at least 50% of the office workers. It's now looking like April. So every time this happens, it really slows our recovery.
Yeah, a number of employers expect at least half their workers will come back to the office by the end of March. 22% of the others say they still aren't sure when they'll let folks start coming back en masse. And it's having an impact on businesses, too, which feed off of those consumers. I saw a sign this morning, a pharmacy, in fact, in the shadow of our building, with a sign on the door calling attention to a GoFundMe account in a desperate attempt to stay open. Well, they're sentencing that teenager I see here, well, actually he's a grown man now, who killed Tessa Majors. Rashawn Weaver was 14 at the time. He's the third and final defendant who pleaded guilty in her case. You remember Miss Majors was 18 when she was stabbed to death at Morningside Park. That thing brought the city to its knees. I remember that. Weaver confessed to, quote, intentionally causing the death of Tessa Majors by stabbing her with a knife. That's what he said in court. During a December hearing, the judge said he'd consider a sentence of anything from 14 years to life. Another teen, Luciano Lewis, was charged as an adult. He got 9 years. And in 2020, an unnamed teen who was not charged as an adult but pleaded guilty to robbery got 18 months in juvie.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.